All right, so Robert De Niro tells Jay-Z to have a whole universe of seats. Whole universe.
A whole universe.
Yes.
That's a lot.
I know. At Leonardo DiCaprio's birthday bash the other night, De Niro and Jay-Z got into a bit of an argument when De Niro called the rapper disrespectful because Jay-Z agreed to record for the Tribeca Film Festival. But when De Niro had reached out to him to discuss further details, Jay never returned six of his phone calls.
Yeah, you can't ignore Robert De Niro.
Do you not know who he is?
But Robert De Niro's kind of feeling himself. He's old and he's a legend, so he's like, I'm Robert De Niro. I can't do my Robert De Niro voice. But, you know, Jay-Z, you cannot ignore Robert De Niro. But I don't think that it was as heavy as the media is making it out to
be. I don't know. Jigga tried to laugh it off and said he's a bad phone guy. He's not really good on the phone. In six phone calls, he probably should have come 12 times, maybe.
He said, what you want me to do? I'm sorry.
De Niro wasn't having it. He says, if somebody calls you six times, you need to call them back. It doesn't matter who you are. That is just rude. He also went on to tell him he doesn't know who he thinks he is. He's not a man, and that was very disrespectful.
It's Hovey, baby.
Right. He put up his rock and then dipped out.
All right.
So Solange Knowles is a little upset that the TSA searched her Afro wig at the airport. Solange was headed on a flight out of Miami when she was pulled to the side and asked to remove her wig. She even went on a Twitter rant about this whole TSA incident. But Kiki, you know, you remember the ladies who were in the airport and they had lace fronts on and was hiding a whole bunch of Cat Williams stuff
right,
in their wig.
Right.
Yes. So you never know what people could do.
Afro circus. Hey.
According to TMZ, like you said earlier, Cat Williams was arrested in Oakland last night in association with a fight or an altercation of some type that occurred at Kimball's Carnival in downtown Oakland.
3 a.m. What are you doing at 3 o'clock in the morning? You're not performing.
Yeah.
Unless you are pimping.
He's a pimp in distress.
Yeah, he really is.
He is now.
Man down situation for real.
Cat was brought to the police station to be questioned. He still has not been released, so this might have been serious.
I mean, maybe they should keep him because he
likes it there.
He's
obviously
out of control. Out of control.
Sources are saying reality star Bambi will set it off on a Bachelor Wives LA reunion show by calling out Gloria Govan for being loose with her panties.
Why is she in this woman's panties?
Bambi hit the stage and revealed that she knows a lot of people in the hood and claimed Gloria has been ran through by several members of Black Wall Street. And Doug, sexuality actually gets brought up too, so.
How you doing?
All right, so the jackass of the day goes to, can I get a drum roll? Thanks. Andrew Bynum. Did you? Right, I guess it doesn't really matter. If you see the 76ers game last night, you know why I'm talking about Andrew Bynum. If you didn't, log on to 92Q.com. All I have to say is WTF.
No, he needs a PERM. Yes. You really have to think about what I spell.
Like, is she abbreviating something? P-I-M? Yeah.
Jesus. Okay, I gotta go.
Okay.
You ain't about that creamy crack?
No.
Are you serious?
Wait, hold on. That didn't even come up.
whatever. Go to 92Q.com. That's your street buzz. Bye and goodbye.
Goodbye.